Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 41, How to Deliver Value. Albert Einstein said, "Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value." Leaders, business owners, managers, and entrepreneurs are often striving for new ways to deliver value to those they serve. When your customer or client receives value from your product, service, or offering, you will notice an increase in your profits and sales. And if it's your employees, they'll be more engaged, and you may even develop a consistent and loyal following. Think about the products or services or brands that you buy. Why are you loyal to them? Is there an emotional connection? Is there a social connection? Or is it just functional, that it does what you need it to do? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary Online has a simple definition of the word value. Value is a judgment about the amount of money that something is worth, and or to think that someone or something is important or useful. So how does one create and deliver value? Value is the perception of the client or customer. Truly, that's what it is. Thinking about what you perceive as value is different from another person. It's up to you to determine and learn what your customers value. Some customers are there for a lookout of price savings, and that's all they're looking for. Whereas others are looking to save time or decrease the amount of stress that they may be incurring in their life or business. Another group of individuals may value increased efficiency and performance through creativity and innovation. Customers and clients are always looking for ways for why something is relevant to them. The common question is, what's in it for me? When they discover the value that it brings, the value you deliver goes up. I want you to remember, it's not a one-time event. You need to be consistent in delivering your value. And you can do this by inspiring customers or your clients through your why. Share why you do what you do. Why is it important to you? What drives you? What makes you jump out of bed in the morning in order to serve them? Share your core values. When you share your core values, you are demonstrating how you and your company operate, how you make decisions. Core values help determine whether or not your client or customer is the right fit for your company. Because often, the strugglers that happen between the entrepreneur or business or an organization are because there's a misalignment between core values of the company and the client. If you want, you can go check out our why, our core values. They're listed on DeborahKosowski.com. And you will find out a little bit more about what I do and what makes me jump out of bed to serve you. So the other thing is delivering on your promises. It is much better to underpromise and overdeliver than it is to overpromise and fall short on that delivery. Adding that element of surprise or overdelivery makes a statement and makes something memorable. Has there ever been a time that a company has over-delivered for you? Be consistent in your delivery and your messaging. Share testimonials in your marketing. You make decisions easier for your clients when they've heard what others have said about their experience of working with you and the benefits they have received. Consistency also demonstrates credibility. As people get to know you, they will be developing that know, like, and trust factor. It make it easy for them to work with you. I've worked it with a gentleman named Jason Gordon, a video production specialist and founder of Mobile Pixel. Phenomenal gentleman to work with. And this is what he said about working with me. where do I start? To just say Deborah is an excellent coach would be a huge understatement. From my perspective, one of her strongest suits is her ability to peel back the primitive protective layers many of us have subconsciously built around ourselves. Every one of us is born with greatness, but a lot of the time we do not recognize that. Deborah has a natural knack for unlocking potential, transforming mindsets, and so much more. I'm very happy to have Deborah as a coach and a highly recommender to anyone who is serious about taking their performance to the next level and beyond. Another phenomenal lady, Candace Wolf, an interior designer. Working with Deb has made significant impacts on my business. From the moment I met her, she has constantly challenged me to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. She has taught me to approach my business with intention, helping me to narrow my focus to achieve results I want, which has affected my bottom line. I'm so excited for the direction my business is headed. I owe that in part to Deb, because she understands business and entrepreneurship, and she is able to help me get over the small business hurdles, all while taking strategic action to produce income. Zach Carey from Lexus of Edmonton, financial manager. From the moment I was fortunate enough to meet Deb during one of our mutual charity events, I could tell immediately that our interactions, relations, and dealings were going to be smooth and beneficial to both parties. Deb is by far one of the most professional people I've had the pleasure of dealing with directly. It's easy to see that she's a woman of success and presents herself with an upbeat, optimistic personality and a relentless will to help others. I would feel completely comfortable referring Deb to any of my friends, family members, and colleagues that were looking to grow themselves. So that's just an example. Save your client or customer time, money, or decrease their stress level. You know, people are willing to pay sometimes more money than what others offer just because it gives them a peace of mind, increased efficiency, increased performance, and that you're reliable and you're dependable. They know you're going to deliver, even over-deliver, based on their interactions with you. And allow people to experience those benefits. Just as I mentioned those testimonials and endorsements, people tend to see themselves in those stories. If you offer a solution to one person, you may be also providing the same solution to the person that's focused on the marketing. This creates a very powerful experience and it drives an emotional connection to you. Also, deliver to your client's true need. Collaborate with others to discover it. Their needs, their wants, their true need. Your client may describe a need or a want, but it's really important to dig deeper into why they need it or why they want it. When you are able to help your client achieve their true need, they will be championing you. And I wanted to make sure you walked away with some extra nuggets. These nuggets are the ways that you can wow your customer clients by delivering high value content. So here it is. Articles. Share tips and strategies that help your client with a challenge or help them to improve. You can put these on LinkedIn, selfgrowth.com, your website. There's other article directories. Put them in, get it published in a magazine. Share this so it can help bring value to your customer. Newsletters. Use your newsletter to communicate upcoming events and educate them on a specific topic. Video. Video is one of the most powerful tools. People are watching YouTube videos more than they're even watching television these days. Create videos that motivate, inspire, and educate your clients or customers. And the other one, it's still a form of video, but I think people haven't really caught on the gist of how great it is. Facebook Live. People love watching live recorded videos that are coming on rather than watching them later. You really want to just hit the live button and let it go public right away. Share behind the scenes work or introduce them to members of the team and what they do. Infographics. Infographics are great for those who are visual. They provide quick snippets of information along with a visual icon or a picture which people can relate to. Other thing is books. Send a customer a book that you have read that may be a solution to a challenge they might be facing. They in turn will thank you for that. Testimonials and endorsements, as we've talked about, put them in your marketing materials, add them to visuals online. Word of mouth is one of the most powerful methods of marketing. Using those visuals, people like and retweet an average of 35% more when there's a tweet or a post that has a visual. And social media marketing, demonstrate and share the value and benefits of your product, service, and it provides. Be the solution. Ensure that you're focusing on your customer or your client and not how much money you're going to make of them working with you. It is so important just to trust the process, detaching from that outcome. If you attach yourself to an outcome, your decisions start being based on fear, and it might come across as entitlement instead of delivering value and coming from a true place of service in wanting to help them succeed. So really thinking about, how do you deliver value? How do you ensure your customer has that emotional, social, or functional experience that you are delivering that value that they're expecting? I want to thank you all for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, because again, without you, this would not be spreading so globally. I love looking at the numbers every week and saying, oh my gosh, look at how we're expanding in these different parts of the world. We're in Brazil, we're in Europe, we're in England, we're in India, Pakistan, Belarus, Russia, United Arab Emirates. It is just incredible to watch the growth of the podcast, and it's all because of you. Please go continue to share it. Write a review. Give us a 5-star high five. And let's help make a difference in the world. You be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said. You have the power to do that. If everybody just did 1% more than they did yesterday, we will be creating a revolution. So go ahead and take some action. Go to our website, grab the show notes, review, listen over and over so you can take these nuggets of information, share them with others, but implement them, integrate them into what you're doing. So what I want you to do is go out and tweet, share a powerful nugget of what you've gotten from the Millionaire Woman Show so that you can live rich from the inside out. And go out and make today great, because you are going to make a difference. Have a great day. Until the next episode, this is Deborah Kozowski.